Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday Rush Hour here till 7 p.m. And just stick around because, as you know, things will happen. Things will be chaos, but we want to make sure we look after you for the next 90 minutes. And one man that will, he'll wrap your arms around you because he's a beautiful young man, our very own Bernie Vince. And good afternoon or good evening to you, young man.
Good to see you too, Jars. And yes, I will give you a cuddle if anyone needs it out there. And what a great, how good is it to have Murph back? And he's just slid Boofy back in, hasn't made a big deal of it, just got back in and done his job.
Said.
How'd you go listening at from home, Murph?
Where have you been?
Well, I had a couple of days off.
Yeah, we understand that. Yeah, and Emma G, little MMM, did a marvellous job.
Did a great...
Jeez, you gave her a clip on the way out.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
You did.
I said, I thought she sounded great. I thought she sounded great in the last couple of days.
What about Bernard and I?
I did listen to about... Look, I turned on for about 10 seconds yesterday, and I managed to catch what I reckon was the highlight of the show yesterday. Can I play it back to you?
Yeah, of course you can.
Port Adelaide content.
Take care, mate.
Go, boys.
Hang on.
That was great.
Didn't go off air.
Went off air.
Did we really?
Did we really?
I told we went off air.
I didn't know that.
I get paid by the minute.
And can I say that Emma G summed up the last couple of days perfectly with just a handful of words?
Yesterday was a shambles. Mm.
Yesterday was a shambles. Sorry, G. I'll be calling you tonight for a chat.
So we went off air.
No one told us. I didn't know about that. No one told us, my boy.
How long for?
Oh, they reckon an hour.
We're just talking away.
Just the last 10 seconds of Rocky yesterday.
Anyway, good to be back. Now, Bern, things to talk about. We'll catch up with Roy Sloane very shortly. Ben Kavanagh from the Adelaide 36ers. Yes. He's the CEO. Yep. Bozo of the week.
Yep.
All right, so we want your nominations, family. 133353. Nominate your Bozo.
Yep.
The knucklehead. He's been embarrassing. He's been stupid. A family member. Anyone. Nominate, and we've got the quiz, which everyone's been talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy Franklin Byrne, as we just heard, he's done it again, the hamstring. Your thoughts, and where's he at?
Well, I think he's, 7 years into a 9-year contract. That 9-year contract was always going to come back to bite him at some stage, and everyone was talking about the end of that 9-year, and this is probably where people are starting to talk. He missed a fair bit of the 19 season last year with a hammy as well, Jars, but the other hammy, I think it was. He did last year. So he's getting to that age where
he's 32 years old, Bern. He played 10 games last year, a write-off year for Bud and the Swans. Yeah. They sorely missed him because he is a superstar. Is it time?
Well, I don't think
is it too early?
It's a touch early. Let's see how he comes back from this hammy. But he's always had trouble with his knees. He's always had knee soreness, so he hasn't been able to train or do big pre-seasons or big chunks of it.
Well,
so
that means his body can't hold up to AFL football, Bern, anymore.
Well, that's the worry. But when he plays, Jars, he still had an impact in the game.
Absolutely.
Last year,
I didn't say that. I just said he can't get on the park anymore.
So that's the balance that's the balancing act of, you know, maybe we're only going to see him play in 70% of our games, but when he plays, he's going to play well. So, I think he's still got some footy to offer.
Look, I'm just throwing it out there, as you know, and when you get to that age, things don't recover as quickly as they did when you're, 10 years younger, as we know. And 16-minute quarters, they're going to be faster. And like you said at the start of the show, how many injuries we're getting now already?
Well, they're coming thick and fast. And we called this, Jars. We said the soft tissue. So I just went through a couple of them that have happened this week.
Right.
Obviously, Adam Treloar hurt his calf late last week. The first day back, that was. So that's a bit unfortunate.
He'll be round two, they're saying.
Yeah. Taylor Garner did his hammy today for North Melbourne.
Mm. Oh dear.
Sam Reed from Sydney did his calf on Monday. Oh. So all these soft tissues to make. Well, these are serious players too for their club.
Yes,
so,
they are.
And I think this is just the first we'll see of many soft tissue injuries. And you called that, Jars. Well done.
No, thank you, mate. And you've had some soft tissue, haven't you, Sean Craig Murphy, radio icon of Australia?
He wipes his head with soft tissue.
What the hell does soft die? My hammy. Yeah. I had a double whammy hammy, actually.
Roy Sloan.
In comes Sloan. And he has put it through the Sloan dog. Roy!
Oh, guy. He joins us every Wednesday, and we love this young man. He's right up there with Tony Modra. Maybe should be on Mount Rushmore if it was going to happen. Rory Sloan joins us. G'day, Roar.
Hello. You can't put me up better than Mods. There's only one Tony Modra, Godra of Adelaide, that boy.
God love him. God love him. And how you been, mate? Now, obviously, the fixture came out during the week, so very exciting times. We've got Port Adelaide showdown, and she'll be on that first bounce.
Yeah, so going very well to answer your first question. And then, the fixture came out, mate, very exciting to know that we've got an endpoint. And, I mean, to have a showdown, I couldn't think of a better game to come back in round two. A few weeks to build up. We had a good crack in on Monday.
Yep.
Plenty of contested work. We'll have a little match sim on Friday or Saturday. And look forward to games from there, I reckon.
Beautiful. How's the body been getting back into the physical stuff? Because it's been a while since you've done it.
100%. It has been a while. And, during the session on Monday, feeling really good. I reckon all the boys pulled up really well. I've certainly done a mountain of work during the break running. But, a couple of little sore spots. I mean, I ran into Tex, Charles, Lynch,
that wouldn't have hurt,
Paul Hardigan. And there was a couple of little sore spots from Monday's session, but I mean, just hop in the ice bath and you're fine. Yeah, exactly. It's good sore.
Who's impressed you the most after coming back? Now, there's always someone that surprises you in the off season coming back. I know it hasn't been as long a break, but has someone really impressed you?
Probably the guys that impressed me the most. So all the guys that were up in the Barossa. I mean, they weren't allowed out too much and weren't allowed to exercise with each other. And the Nick, they came back in and their form on the track's been outstanding. So to all those 16 boys, they're really impressed.
Raw, obviously the boys dropped the first game and disappointing, and they're now obviously focused on the next 4 weeks. You really want to get some early wins, don't you? Because it's a 17 rounds competition season. If you can get your 9-10 wins, you may play some finals. But, the next 3 weeks really important for the young group, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, so we've got the showdown then up on the Goldie, which will be a really valuable experience, I reckon, for our group in terms of coming together. We can get a fair few wins up there and come back and hopefully play a few home games later in the year. Yeah. I think we'll put ourselves in a really good spot.
I like the first four games you got. I reckon it's certainly an exciting time for you. Now, can you just run through your training at the moment? I understand it. You train as a full group and then you split up into smaller groups. Is that right after?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of sessions a week where we can train all together and it's a full contact. But then, for the other sessions, you've got to train in groups of eight, which means when you're at the footy club, you've got designated, I suppose, areas. And when you're out on the track as well, so it's only eight. So we split our midfield group into half. So we've got a group of seven and a group of eight on half the ground each. So it is a little different, Bern, to what you're normally used to training-wise, and you don't get to see and mix and mingle with as many forwards and backs as you normally would, but that's how it is at the moment. We might look to change the groups up at some point.
Roar, Tommy Jonas, much loved Port Adelaide, and he's obviously the club captain. Now, we have him on once or every couple of weeks sharing it with Tommy Rockcliffe, so we've got the two Tom-Toms. Now, last week, I asked a question to Tommy Jonas about when you start rooming with the Adelaide Crows boys. This is what he had to say.
Who's one player you would like to room with from the Adelaide Football Club if you had to pair up?
The AFL made you do it.
Jesus, not too many, but I don't know. The Crouch boys seem like a bit of a laugh. Texan probably be all right. Sloaney would be on his phone the whole time trying to get a few.
Yeah.
Get a few deals over the line.
He's promoting himself as usual.
Wheeler dealer.
He's good, dude. Are you on your phone all the time, Sloaney?
Are you always on your phone?
Not at all, actually. I really dislike my phone and try and put it down as much as I can, but I love that from Tommy.
It started. Showdown banter.
Now, Sloaney, he's whacked you, but Tommy Rockcliffe, he gave you some love.
But we're going to do stop, start, keeps for Jars. Have you got anything for him?
Recommendation would be to stop cutting off your high-end talent that you get on radio and hang up on them like Rory Sloane. Poor fella. Mid-sentence being cut off.
Cheers, mate.
Yes, should be good.
Rory Sloane there. Yeah, good on you, mate. Rory Sloane there, the Adelaide Crows captain.
Hang on, did you just cut him off?
Oh, you can't cut me off.
What sort of standards are you setting there?
Okay. Our boss has had a word to him about that, so there's your stop.
Oh, that doesn't get any easier.
So there you go, buddy.
Oh, I knew I loved Tommy too. I mean, I went to draft camp with Tommy Rockcliffe. I remember sitting next to him on the plane on the way up, and we had a good chat. But he's he came in and bat for me. I love that.
He did. You had one Tom whacking you, and the other Tom was sticking up for you. Now, yesterday, just before we let you go, we were talking haircuts, ISO haircuts, ISO colours. There's a few down in Adelaide that have just got a little bit of peroxide, bit of colour through the hair. Who's the worst?
They're all pretty bad.
Who is it, for starters?
Everyone that, I mean, they all want to go blonde. So, I mean, like Billy Frampton, I mean, myself, are the proper blondes. No, Billy's a proper blonde, genuine blonde. So, I mean, they're all trying to look like old beautiful Bill. I'll go with the other one. The best it's done is Givers. Givers looks the neatest and nicest colour. I think the other guys have got the old chicken 2-minute noodle colour in there. It's not as nice.
What about, who is it? So Lockie Murphy's one, I think.
Himmelberg.
Murphy's pretty sharp and rude. Oh, Keezy. We've been calling Keezy the Emperor Penguin at the moment. Have you seen Surf's Up?
No,
There's a movie called Surf's Up, all right? Get Harvey to watch it and see if you recognise a lookalike.
Oh, I'll have to do that.
Mate, thanks for your time.
Thank you for your time, and thanks for not cutting me off. Much appreciated.
Notice how careful he was at the end there. He's just making sure you're completely finished. I like that, Jazz.
I reckon I could stay on the phone the whole time and he won't cut me off.
We're going to have to let you go at some stage, but thanks for joining us, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Rory Sloane there with Jazz and Byrne on the Rush Hour.
So much love. So much love.
Wasn't there, mate?
Too much.
Now, Byrne and family, teams who had their win in round one in the AFL only need to win 8 more games to play finals. Thanks to Champion Data, they've done their study on the 17-round season right there, Byrne.
Yep. Yep.
So as we know, and I said to Rory Sloane, get the early wins, and you've said it all along. You've got to get the early wins.
Got to.
Yep. Come out of the blocks as quick as you can and pick up as many points as you can, because if you're struggling by about round 6 or 7, say goodnight to some finals footy. Would that be fair, Byrne?
It's going to be all over for a lot of teams really early on, because this season's isn't very long. So the teams that lost round one, Jars, how many do they have to win?
Well, they'd have, well, pardon? They'd have to win nine.
Nine. If so not nine 10. Guarantees you.
Yeah. That'd be about 10. Right, wouldn't it?
It would
that's
be.
What
normally
Champion
it's 13.
Data is saying.
I think it's 13 normally. So, yeah, that sort of
about
makes
right.
sense.
No, it's a 17-round competition moving forward. Richmond going as favourites, as we know, right? So tick them off. Collingwood, Eagles and GWS are our top four.
Yep.
Are you happy with that, Byrne?
I'm
making
very
a forecast
happy
here
yes.
in terms of that. So those top four, we lock them in, don't we?
Lock
regardless
them in.
Where
lock
they're playing.
In.
All right.
Yep.
5, 6, 7, and 8. I've gone Brisbane Lions.
Yes.
Geelong, because they're playing at home. Even though I'm not a big fan of Geelong, I think they're a bottom 5, 6 club because they're an ageing side.
Yep.
But I think because of that home ground, Port Adelaide go into 7th.
Oh, okay. Yep.
All right. There's something about Port Adelaide that just won't go away.
I'm feeling it. See, early on in the we did a ladder predictor before the season, and I had them 9th, I think, just outside
you
the
did.
8. But I'm with you. There's something.
So
that's
they had a win,
up
right? So round one, they knocked off the Young Suns, right? So, but that's a win. That's 4 points, and they're sitting top.
Only 8 to go. Abbas only got to win half their games now. Just
Western Bulldogs 8th.
Yeah. See, they were the big letdown round one for me, the Bulldogs. I had them
finishing
6th or 7th. But I feel like, that was just
now,
a bad week.
Hawks and Melbourne have missed out.
Mm-hmm. They'll
now,
be,
so that was the 8. That's how I tried to, work through today after the great information from Champion Data. But the bottom 3 clubs.
Oh, no. No. You're not, are you? I've got a feeling I know one of the
15th
teams in there.
15th, I had Carlton.
Okay, yeah.
16th, I had Crows.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, 16th.
I did, Byrne.
You reckon they're going to go that bad?
I did. Yeah, well, it's mate, it's a rebuild. Rupert said
it.
It's a rebuild for our lads in our footy club.
Right.
We've got to
you're
back
right.
it in. Frio, 17th, and the Suns, 18th.
Yeah,
all right?
I so can't I've jumped. See the Suns.
Anyway, are you happy with all that or not?
I'm happy with that. The only difference I had in my eight before the season is I had Melbourne just making it.
Okay, yeah.
But you've gone, and then Port Adelaide. Just not
missed
making
out.
It. But, yeah, that's sort of the bottom. The last two spots in the eight are going to be up for grabs, Jazz.
Yeah,
there's
call.
About 5 or 6 teams that could
they'll
probably pinch that. And I'm not writing Sydney off either. They've somehow found a way as well. So out of Hawthorn, Sydney, Port Adelaide, Melbourne, they're all in the hunt all for in that, that little, eighth, yeah. 7-8th spot.
All in the breadbasket. There you go.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince. No goal kicker. Brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Oh, just a cheerio to our Mr. Jimmy Pedersen, our boss. Yes. He's been crook.
Oh, has he?
Mr. Jimmy Pedersen has been crook.
What, Corona? No.
He's just been a bit crook, so we wish him... He'll be okay. He's okay, but I just want to say hello to him.
Oh, hello.
And I do miss him in the building.
I do, yeah. Right?
Is it contract time again, is it?
No, it's not. I'll do this job for free if I have to.
Oh, there we go. Get that grab. Hopefully he's listening.
Hang on. No, Maz just phoned. Maz just left a message, you idiot. Now, Burn, just some sporting news. A-League, what's happening?
Yes, the A-League has come out and stated their return date will be July 18th, Jars, and that means 32 games in 36 days. Wow. So
that'll be a hub. They'll be going to some sort of hub, no doubt.
Yeah, going into a hub. But the other side of this, Jars, is the A-League broadcaster, Fox Sports, has refused to sign off on that return date unless the FFA accepts a radically renegotiated deal. So they've got 3 years left on a six-year agreement with Fox Sports, and the FFA being asked to wear a loss of revenue around $86 million, Jars, to continue. So I don't think we've heard the end of that.
I don't think that
date's locked in as much as what we're thinking. No. Also, in AFL news, interchange is still being discussed. Looks likely to go from 4 to 6. Right. Are you a fan of that?
No, not at all. Keep it at 4.
Keep it at 4. I just think they should uncap them. Keep it at 4. But it looks likely to be 6. So
and,
that's my news.
South Adelaide, some sample news. And Jared Wright, who coaches the South Adelaide Football Club and does a wonderful job and a terrific young man, has taken another blow.
Another quality
sample player. James Rose, who they re-signed, has now gone.
Well, they had to pay a $25,000 transfer fee to Jars to get him to the club. What happens with that now that he's not playing?
He's pulled the pin.
Did they get that back, though?
I don't know. I don't know, Burn.
Jeez, how unlucky has that football club been?
Keegan Brooksby, he's a big loss for South Adelaide when they return back to duties very shortly in terms of playing. Now, what about our great sponsor? For the Burns Booth.
Country Living's Homes, yes.
Here we go.
The old CLH. Well, Ravo, Mark and Ian, how good have they been getting on the Burns Beef? And hasn't Burns Beef just gone to another level since they've come on board? And that's what they do. They go to another level.
Icon. Yeah, we've got an official credit here. I want to point out that it's easier now than ever to learn about Country Living Homes from your home. So they've got the virtual tour of their displays, real-time chat on the website and online consults via your preferred platforms such as Zoom, Skype, and FaceTime. Jars, you're on all three of them.
Thank you.
All right, and they've got experienced sales consultants who can take you through that sort of virtual tour there if you like.
Lovely.
Country Living Homes.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on, do a virtual tour.
Get around them. Get around them. All right.
So what's now, Jars?
133353. I said that very slowly. This is the Furious Five quiz. All right. Lines are now available. We are ready to go. Get on board, family, and play this big bad boy.
So I heard it Monday. How many calls did you get Monday?
One.
Well, let's not go back to... So why'd you bring that up for?
Yesterday was a shambles.
That's Emma G again. Is she still here?
Where is she?
133353 for the Furious Five. Call now. Be a part of it. Be a part of history on Triple M.
The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
A quiz that has captured the hearts of the nation.
Did you hear the segment? What do you think?
It was pretty loose.
A quiz where anything goes.
It's question five.
It's one nil out of four.
A quiz that everyone knows.
Everyone's loving it.
Could win an award end of the year.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
And thank you to everyone that's rang up. I know it's hard to get through to this quiz. We really appreciate it. And thank you. Thank you for the support we've had out there, Burn. Now, we're looking for a sponsor. And my mate Adam from CMI Toyota, a very dear friend of mine, he said to me, Jars, he's heard this has gone massive. This is a radio. Global. This is a radio buddy award. He reckons.
Yeah.
May sponsor this segment.
How do we win awards? Because we should win a few.
Well, Sean, you've won a few.
Yeah, and I've won a couple. Yeah, no, it's a good point.
I've won a couple.
It's a good point. You didn't ask my question.
Gee. Look, yep, you're not a Hall of Famer yet.
No, first of all, you have to be good. And then,
tick.
Okay. Well, I reckon our next two are very, very good. Asher from Hartley. G'day, mate.
How you going, boys?
And good Gladys from Taparoo. Hello, Gladys.
Yeah, hello.
We got a girl!
We got a girl!
Our first girl!
What's her name?
How are you, Gladys?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's good to see female voice on here. So, Gladys, say good day to who's the other?
Asher.
Hi, Asher.
How you going?
Good.
Good.
Okay. Are you single, Asher?
Yeah, I am.
What is this? Oh, hang on.
How old are you, mate?
18.
Righto. No, you're not. Are you laughing?
Nah, dead set.
All right, buddy. All right, Ash. 18-year-old playing this quiz.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
And our first female on here.
Gladys from Taparoo. I don't know if that's the right name, is it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, Bern, you ready?
Sounds familiar.
Question number one. Let's go. They know the rules.
Question one. How many years of Buddy Franklin's 9-year contract remain?
Two.
You've got to say your name first. Yes, Gladys, yes.
Two.
Mate, that's
it's wrong.
It's wrong.
I got you.
Oh, now you're arguing that you said
But Asher, you got the question wrong, buddy. And Gladys, you shouldn't follow the sheet. How many, Bern?
Three.
You don't even know yourself.
Well, he hasn't got the answers.
You haven't got the answers. How many, Sean?
Three. Okay. 3 years. That's why I went bump bowl.
Number two, which Australian sporting league or sports league is proposing playing 32 games in 36 days to complete their season?
Asher.
Yes, Asher.
A-League.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
We're on the board.
Number three, Bernd.
Question three. Which side has won the most AFL premierships?
Gladys.
Yes, Gladys.
Hawthorn.
Hawthorn,
well done. Well done, Glad. What?
Yeah. Hawthorn won the most. No,
they haven't.
That's wrong.
It's Carlton.
No, I'm just going. Maybe he means when Jazz wrote the questions, but maybe he means since it's become AFL.
Come in here again.
Nah,
Jazz, this has gone pear-shaped. Which side has won the most?
Keep the quiz going, boys.
Hang on, that's a
good question. It's the AFL, not VFL.
That's what he said.
So Glad's right. All right, number four.
How did you know that?
Now, this is a very tough question. What is cacophobia a fear of?
That's not how I would have said it.
How do you say it, Sean?
Cacophobia.
Stupid question.
Cacophobia.
What are they scared of?
Gladys.
Yes, Glad.
If you feet.
Get... What?
Feet.
Hey, this is. I've picked up who this is. This isn't Gladys.
You know what?
I've heard this voice.
Who
was
it? You know what? I'm a bit like you. This ain't Gladys from Taparoo. Who do you think it is?
Can you talk, Gladys? Yeah,
say it again.
Say something about yourself.
Top of the morning to you.
Oh no.
And I've changed her
this
accent.
This is rubbish. Oh,
this is not Riley Jarman.
It's Riley Jarman.
Oh, hey guys.
Why have we got
Riley, my daughter, on?
Can I interrupt here? You're the one who set this up and said.
No, this is your scam.
It's not my scam.
Is this
how bad the quiz is going?
It's not going that bad. Oh, sorry, Ash. So, Riley, how'd you get on?
Oh, I can't tell you. No one else called.
If I recall correctly, you told Jazz, our producer, to ring up Riley because we only have one caller.
I've got one more question. Let's finish the quiz because it's a good question. Go. Question five. Who carries this show?
Gladys.
Yes.
Sean Craig Murphy.
Oh, get rid of her.
hang on. There we go.
Hey, Asher, you've won the prize, mate. Well done. Asher, thank you for that, family. Thank you for sharing that.
That's a stitcher.
This is Wado from Seaview Downs. He'll ring. Remember Wado? He said last time we did this, it was a crocker shot.
Yeah, we might give him a call.
Can I just say, I think we lost Wado weeks ago just quietly, okay? Right. So Rush Hour with Bernie and Charles at Triple M. Charles dropped a massive rumour yesterday that Joe Ingles is going to buy the Adelaide 36ers. We'll see what Ben Cavanagh,
CEO of the other 36ers.
Yeah, I was just pausing for dramatic tension.
But I didn't drop that mail.
You did. You dropped it yesterday.
No, I didn't.
And Bogut, I think you said as well.
No. Ingles to buy the franchise off Grant Kelly and
that's what
Bogut
I said.
To play. But that came from you. That's why we dropped.
No, it didn't come from me. I just passed on a tweet. That's all.
Now some betting.
You did a lot of work.
What have you got, mate?
Someone that wasn't working.
Yeah, you did too.
I've just got a little segment here I'm going to call Better Than Bank Interest, Jars. And it's to do with a couple of things that we've sort of mentioned throughout this show, but I looked them up and just seen what they're paying at the betting agency. So the first one is, and they're very short, it's like backing winks, but pretty safe money, I feel. Brisbane to make the top eight, $1.70.
Right.
They will make the top eight, and that is better than bank interest, Jars. Okay. They have their next four games at home. They've got no road trips to Perth or Adelaide. Lock them in.
Okay, done.
Put as much as you want on that. Gamble responsibly, obviously.
Well done, Ben.
Next one. Gold Coast for the most losses. Now, that's going to happen.
What about
$1.70?
Frio? Yeah, but what about
Frio will beat Gold Coast, I'm telling you. Now, they're currently 19 losses in a row, Jars. Did you realise that?
Oh, I didn't know.
19 losses in a row the Gold Coast Suns have had. Now, that is not well. They were smashed by Port Adelaide round one and looked all over the shop, to be honest. Only scored, five or six goals, I think, in that game, which is not good. But this is my best bet, Jars.
Here we go, family.
And you nearly stole my thunder little bit earlier, didn't realise.
I didn't know.
Richmond, West Coast, GWS and Collingwood to make the top eight. What do you think that's paying?
$1.02.
$1.96. $1.96. Now, that is my best bet in terms of what's going to happen in the AFL. I couldn't believe it when I read that. Mm. Clearly the best four teams in the league. And you mentioned earlier that you think these will be the top four.
Yes, I do.
At the end. And all they've got to do is make the top eight. Surely they make the top eight.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
All
locking.
Big winners round one.
You got anything on the Crows and Port?
Well,
you haven't given them a look in, have you?
They haven't really put any money out for those teams, I don't think. But
could the Adelaide Crows potentially win their first ever wooden spoon?
No, they won't.
Yeah, good.
No, they won't. Just Gold Coast, they're in all sorts.
No, I'm only asking the question because, I got hit up at the Foodland down at Henley and one of our supporters said, Jars, do you think? I said, well, that's a damn good question.
What about a bit of value for Geelong? $3.50 to make the top four?
I actually don't like Geelong. I've got no interest in Geelong whatsoever.
Not but they're going to play, they could play all their home games at GMHBA. They could play, that's a lot.
What do you mean all their home games? How many games?
All games in Melbourne they could
every
play down there.
So they're playing 17 games at Cadinia Park.
Potentially. They got the first four.
Nine.
Yeah, don't give me that rubbish.
And they've got a 90% winning record over the past 2 years.
And old Scotty Lips wants a final down there. Well, you're not going to play a final down there,
are you? If there's no crowds, why not, Jars? The only reason
they don't
get...
There'll be crowds back by then, Byrne, I'm telling you.
Well, if they're not, what are you? You're the medical...
I'm the oracle.
Chief Health Medical Officer now as well.
All right, Byrne, time to talk about one of our favourite franchises, the Adelaide 36ers, and let's talk to their CEO, Benny Cavanagh, who does a wonderful job, and he joins us. G'day, Ben.
G'day, Jars. G'day, Bernie. Good to be talking to you boys.
Now, mate, how this virus, obviously, how's it affected the 36ers franchise on and off the court so far?
Yeah, look, it's been tough in as far as, even at this point, we still don't have a season start date. When we do come out the other side, we're expecting corporate Adelaide to be pretty bruised by what's happening.
Yep.
But I think compared to your winter sports and a lot of other sports, I think we're going to largely dodge a bullet. We, at this point, haven't ruled out an October start. We're really optimistic that we'll get a full season in. We've been really strong with the league. We want to play in front of full crowds. We're not a just for TV sport. So if that means we've got to push the season back by a month or two, we're relatively comfortable, given everything that's happened, that we'll do that. So I think when people do get along to our games, they're going to see a pretty similar, if not better, product than they've seen. It might just be a month or two later, potentially, than what it's been in the past.
Certainly exciting. Is there any truth to the rumour about an Andrew Bogut and Joe Ingles potential ownership, or is that just banter on Twitter?
Is that a genuine rumour? I haven't even heard that one myself, to be honest, Bernie. But all the publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, well done. Good CEO would say that.
Yeah, straight that.
Sean Craig Murphy started this rumour, I reckon.
Oh, he did. He did. He told me to ask you that.
Now, Betty, obviously a lot of change happening on court. It was a terrible second half of the year, and if not the year. New coach, Connor Henry. Now, how would you describe him as an individual and as a coach so far?
Yeah, look, Connor's been fantastic to deal with so far. He's a real experienced, knowledgeable, worldly coach. He's coached at NBA level. He's coached at NBL level. And that was a bit important, I suppose, to have somebody that's got that American experience and been through those systems, but also knows Australia, knows our culture. It's very unique as far as the basketball landscape goes in this country. So to have someone that combined that absolute top-level experience with some Australian experience, he played at NBA level as well, so been there and done it all, a really, really good people person, and probably the other icing on the cake, he spent the last couple of years at Minnesota Timberwolves as their head of recruiting, so he knows every decent player running around this planet. So we're really confident that between he and Jeff Van Groningen, our head of basketball, that our recruiting, we've got three spots left at the moment, is going to be absolutely elite to ensure we get back to finals where we need to be.
Just chatting on recruiting, are you close to signing any imports?
So just around that, Bernie, the free agency period when you sign either Australians or imports usually immediately followed, was 2 weeks post the grand final series, but because of the pandemic, that's all been pushed out while we just waited a little bit more certainly on what the season was going to look like and when it was going to happen. So July 1 is now the new date for free agency. So come July 1 is when the news will commence on either Australian players or imports. It'll all happen, in around a month's time.
Yeah, nice. And Jerome Randall's gone and done his knee the other week. Is that, what's the go there?
Yeah, it's a pretty gruesome injury, actually. It was pretty well covered on social media. He slipped and has done the ACL. So I think football guys would know there's not too many that come back under 12 months successfully. And he's sort of 31, 32 years of age. It's pretty unlikely we're going to see Jerome, I think, on the court for us this year. But look, in the odd chance this season really gets pushed out, maybe he comes back into calculations. But not banking on it at the moment.
36 is CEO Ben Kavanagh is joining us. Before we let you go, mate, Kevin Brooks, what's the great man doing? Is he going to be still involved as an assistant coach?
He won't be this year, but we're still in constant communication with Brooksy. He is a dead-set club legend. Yeah. Everybody around the club absolutely loves him. We'd like to think there's some sort of role with him. We've really, I suppose, put a halt to anything other than the head coach role just at the minute while we sort of figure out when the season's going to start and what it's going to look like. So that's taken a little bit, I've got a little bit more time than we usually had to settle those things down. But Brooks is a much loved legend of the Adelaide 36ers and always will be.
Mate, message to the members, membership available now?
Yeah, so I've got some good news in that respect. We've got about 2,000 members that have got reserved seats tagged to their membership.
Right.
Pretty much every person to a man has actually renewed there. We've also got about another 2,000 predominantly new members from last year that just had a general admission seat. They've now got a window of 1 month to get in first on the remaining reserve seats, and then the general public memberships open up. So we're so appreciative and ecstatic about the support our members have shown. And, we want to reward the mob last year that came on board with first chance of getting a really good seat going forward. So that's adelaide36ers.com. Get there. All the information's there.
Ben, thanks, mate. Take care, and we'll speak again.
Pleasure, gents. All the best.
36ers CEO Ben Kavanagh Byrne. Exciting times ahead for the franchise.
Certainly is.
Looking forward to it.
A new coach and a couple of new players potentially. Used to be in recruiting too, Connor Henry. So hopefully that brings in a few good players.
Bernie and Jars on the Rush Hour. Your Rush Hour. Triple
M. Bozo?
No.
B-O-Z-O.
What, is he a clown?
What, are you kidding me?
Well, what is he?
Yes, he's a clown.
All right, so what's the big deal? There's millions of clowns.
On the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, the lads have found the most idiotic behaviour out there. This is the Rush Hour's Bozo of the Week.
I love this segment,
well done, Toddy.
Midweek, well done, Toddy. Well done, Toddy. What's Toddy doing?
Audio producer.
Audio producer.
That's very good.
Toddy. Well done. Talking to your mic, Byrne.
Well, I don't like my mic.
Now, Byrne, your nomination, please. Once a week, yes. We go through it. Who have you got?
Mine's a star, and I hope he never hears this, but Tom Brady is my bozo this week. So he played the game for charity of golf. He was paired up with Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods was with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And they raised over $20 million, so well done to him. Big clap there.
Well played.
But there was massive build-up. There was big banter in the interviews. And Brady, who's off close to scratch, absolutely slaughtered the ball. Jars, did you see any of it? He was spraying him everywhere. He lost balls. He hit him into the water. He hit him into trees.
Yeah.
He actually holed out from the fairway from about 120 metres out at one stage, which is very impressive. But people were tweeting him, bagging him the whole time.
Love it, Boone.
I think Brooks Koepka tweeted, if Brady makes a par, he'll donate $100,000.
Whatever
he didn't have to do.
He didn't get it.
Charles Barkley, the commentator, said, I'll give you $50,000 if you hit a green on the par three. Didn't hit one. He absolutely disgraced himself, his family, anyone watching. And just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, and I'm sure he thought it couldn't get any worse, you know what he did?
What?
He split his pants.
So you're bozo of the week. Tom Brady, the great quarterback. Well done.
Yes.
Can I just quickly nominate Robbie Gray, my favourite player besides Trav Boak and Bradley Ebert? Dropping a weight on your big toe.
Well, I did that last week.
What is a 32-year-old doing weights?
I nominated him last week.
Where were you last week?
Haven't done him again.
As Sanguinians, we do struggle midweek.
No.
Oh, bloody Nora.
You've been doing
that. What?
He's done that all day.
Here we go.
He sent a message. Have a look at this. This message came through on our WhatsApp.
Which is a collective group of us here in the...
Yep. So 10:34, Jazz, is SEM on tonight or G? And Jazz, our producers, responded, SEM back. And then at 12:20, Jazz, is SEM on tonight or G? Jazz has sent through a link to Amnesia.
Are we losing him?
No.
I'm
sharp as an ox.
So are you going to have another one or is that it?
Jordan DeGoey, though it's a year late, I'm whacking him as our bozo of the week. Well, obviously, you know what he's done, driving unregistered vehicles and talking on the mobile phone. What a thickhead. We all make mistakes, but Geordie, come on, mate. This is what the segment's about. Mm. Family members that have embarrassed you, we want to know who they are, and we'll track them down. Let's go to the phones. Joshy from Cherry Gardens. G'day, Josh.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Who's your bozo, mate?
All right. Look, Caroline Wilson on Footy Clubs is out. Now, normally, I do actually respect her even when I disagree because she has strong opinions and she doesn't let the boys push her around. So normally, I do actually quite like what she does and how she goes about it. But the last few weeks, she's been ridiculous. She tried to say the Crows Barossa breach caused Nicola Sperra and the SA government to tighten the restrictions and that the Crows were responsible for the restrictions being so hard. The next day, Nicola Sperra came out with Ruin Ditz, your arch enemies at the moment, and said that wasn't true, that absolutely was unrelated, it was completely separate, and it was nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Did she actually apologise on the next Footy Classified that was on, do a research and find out the facts? No, the next Footy Classified, she actually doubled down. She had the Crows and the Carrows arrow. She tried to say Richard Goyder, the AFL Commission Chairman, had basically said that the Crows were responsible too when he didn't, and he was actually saying other clubs were investigated for possible similar breaches. Basically, just get your facts right. At best, she was careless, irresponsible, and unprofessional. She was biased, deliberately dishonest, and self-serving.
Hasn't he gone?
Joshy from Cherry Gardens has nominated Caroline Wilson bozo of the week.
Enough.
Well done, buddy. Let's go to Johnny from Golden Grove. G'day, John.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Good,
Let's
mate.
Just say there's a certain 8-time, 5-time, 9-time Norm Smith medalist there.
Yeah.
Who I heard at a lunchtime function, talk about how he did his back in last week. Apparently, it was carrying Bernie Vince for the first half of the show, and then Sean Craig Murphy gave a twinge a bit more, and then carrying Greg Blort for last month, he did his back in. And then to top things off, he does his back in 2 days before Marion's birthday, so he can't go out and buy her a present. And then she has to buy the takeaway tea for her home birthday. Who is?
That's bozo of the year. You weren't bagging me to function, were you?
Bozo, John. Why?
Disgraceful. Get off the show.
I'm with him. Did you bag us at a function?
I did.
You let me know when you're talking about us like that. Beyond our back.
See you tomorrow.
No, just quickly, I just want to straighten up. I've got something. News just broke. Yeah. India will play tests in Brisbane, Adelaide, Melbourne and Sydney, not just Adelaide like we thought. Big omission is Perth, who will host a test match against Afghanistan in November 21. Whackers, the West Australian Cricket Association.
They're bozos of the week.
Well, they've just spent $1.6 billion on a new stadium and
playing Afghanistan.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.